Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Raw Talks. Today we have a special guest, my business mentor, Elena Ray, and we will talk about the inner work that is connected to success. And Elena has been on a fantastic journey of going from zero to multiple seven-figure success. She's a self-made multimillionaire, and she's an awesome business coach. And yeah, so let's just dive right in and welcome Elena.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
So yeah, we work with the inner work. You work with business. Everything is correlated. And what I find is so exciting about the business angle that you're working with is that you work with healers and coaches and like in this more spiritual realm, in our realm, and you have a unique way of working with business and the business approach. And you've been on such a journey yourself. And we're looking to dive into what the secret is. How did you do that? And how did you connect that to the new work?
Yeah, okay, well, big question. this is literally the topic of my book because people are asking me, like, you went from being this broke nomad to a multimillionaire in like 3 years. What did you do? And it's like, a big part of it is definitely the business strategy and knowing what to do. And then a big part of it is who you're being in your being as you're doing the things. And I needed an entire book to talk about the inner work and the backstory. How do we like siphon it down to get started? Because I'm like, this is everything.
Yeah, I read the book, and it's all focused on the inner work, right? So it's a big part of it. It's incredible to follow your journey about the inner work that you did to get where you are at.
Yeah, I mean, in the book, for instance, I have an entire chapter that just talks about body work and how much. That was probably one of the biggest things that I did was to, I've been going to body work and I'm still going to body work like every week for years to get in my body and to feel my feelings and to feel where things are stuck. Because if things are stuck in your energetic system and your body, you literally cannot receive. You cannot receive people. You can't receive money. There's no capacity. So I think for me going on a journey where I was doing a lot of that deep feeling of old things and excavating coincided directly with when I would first start getting my first $10,000 clients, my first launches that would sell out. And of course, at the same time, my launch strategy was improving and my ability to stand in high ticket sales and learn how to do that was also improving. But I know I wouldn't have gotten the same results without the somatic work. And that's still the thing that, you know, people always say, well, Elena, people pay you $50,000 for private coaching and, you know, pay to join your masterminds and all of this stuff because you work in business. And I'm like, I invest high ticket. You know what area I invest high ticket in? Energy healing, somatic work, all sorts of body work from people who are really, really experienced and really expensive and very talented and worth it, because I know that that's actually where I create my results, because I know a lot about business. I don't need to know more about business. I need on a daily basis to get out of my own way and to have support clearing and healing and up-leveling through the body.
Yeah, and that's what I noticed when joining Sapphires. So for those who don't know, that's one of your containers that is, it was a 5-month container and just going deep into the business and it. So for me, it was like a personal development thing. Yeah. Of course, it's you get the blueprint, you get all the information of how to do it, but then actually doing it and working through the fears, the limiting beliefs, the self-doubt, the showing up, you know, sitting like this in video, showing who you are, like be more raw, be more personal, like, oh, I mean, then you need you need support to get through that, and you need, you know, experts who can dive into, as you say, into the body, because it's actually physical blockages that you need to feel and remove, and to be able to stop playing small. And also the what I find so interesting is that the ability to receive. I mean, that's a huge thing, and it's so deeply connected to the nervous system. So I really enjoyed in Sapphire that those aspects were touched upon, because that really shows that you know that they are deeply connected, and you wanted to give, you know, the most to the, you wanted people to succeed.
Yeah, because it's not just as simple as, okay, here's the 10-point strategy for how to grow your audience, and here's the things you need to go do, or here's the tweak to your messaging that's going to call in more clients. It's what comes up after I tell you what the strategy is, and you're like, oh my God, but that means revealing this thing about my past, or stepping into this identity in front of a lot more people, and all of the history and all of the past times where you were visible and the thing didn't work out and then it got stored and stuck and all of that stuff. So we always make sure, you know, I'm not an expert in that, but I always make sure to have people on my team and in my space who are experts at being in the body and being in the mindset and being in the energy. And me myself, although I'm not trauma certified or in the spaces that you guys are in, don't have those kind of qualifications, I know not to bypass it at the same time. So I'm still able to hold space when I see someone's body react to a strategy, or to, like, we know what we need to do to uplevel the business. And then there's a, and there's resistance and there's stuff that can come up. I can at least notice it with them and go, ooh, let's not skip over this. What's happening right now? And at least be able to clear it and speak to it, and then perhaps be like, hey, you should go work with someone like Sarah and Simba on this little piece here so that we can keep the marketing moving. But it's that kind of awareness that took me years of doing the work on myself, and for me to feel in my own body when I get the, so I can recognize it in someone else. And I think that's why this type of work that you guys do is so, so important, and why it would be great if there were more marketing and business experts who are as practiced in this, because from my observation, there is a lot of bypassing, skipping over, you know, someone's a deer in the headlights over a move, and there's not the sensitivity to feel into it for a bit and actually have patience with it, because perhaps that person, that expert, has not done that similar kind of work. And that's what I'm grateful for in my experience.
Yeah, I mean, I love what you say, who do I have to become to get this, the success that I'm striving for, or what, whatever it is that I aim at, like the whole division, and who do I have to become? And that tells that you have to become someone else. And that means inner work. It's not outer work. And also, you know, when people are, you know, doing all the right things, they're showing up, and like, because one of the first thing you started to talk about was, what energy are you coming from? Like, what is the inner alchemy? What do you share? Like the intangible stuff, and that comes from the inside. You can't. No business strategy in the world can create that for you. And making big moves is scary, and then you got to work with your fear. So.
Yeah, and you're in charge of your own belief system at the end of the day. I always explain to my clients in a certain way of like what you're going to have to believe in order to see a certain result in your business. And sometimes some people who haven't worked with me for very long or are coming from other spaces think that there's some magic pill that you can take, or something I will say to you, or something that from outside will change your belief system, and then suddenly you'll just trust the universe, and you'll, you know that that wealth is coming to you, and you'll be totally certain about the success of a program, or feel totally capable instead of feeling like an imposter. And I always have to explain to people, that's not true. Your belief comes from within, and the only person who can change that is you, and it's a decision. So I've learned to believe certain things about myself and my success, and that's part of the reason that it all happened. But that wasn't because some healer came and did some voodoo and all of a sudden I believed something different. It was, I chose every single day to imprint myself with a new way of thinking, with a better thought, with looking for different evidence, with using my own internal process to change my beliefs and not relying even on external evidence. Because very often, as you guys know, you'll put out a post and you think everyone's going to rave about it, or, you know, you release an episode of a podcast and you get crickets, or these things happen and you don't get external validation from the world. So that's where you have to fill in and be your own validation, which is very much connected to this deeper level of inner work of being able to have that dialogue with yourself and support yourself that way. And it's tough medicine for some people because they're like, I just want you to do something so that I believe something different. I'm like, no, it's still on you to make that choice.
Yeah. I feel like entrepreneurship and starting your own business is the biggest personal development ride that you can go on. I mean, both me and Simba, we're working very deeply with our own personal journey. So starting the business has just propelled that even deeper, and we use it to our benefit to really hone in and instead of being like, oh no, now this happens, and like, oh, now this launch, just nothing happened, it's the best idea in the world, and like nothing, and not taking that personal and not, you know, quitting or and just working through all of this. It's the inner work. It's a great mirror to see where you're at. Let's see if you fall down in the pit of disbelief of the self and all of that, you know. It's just surreal.
Yeah, I was just having this conversation with my private client who's Voxering me, like, things with the launch, they're like, we're making some sales, but it's not what I thought it would be. Can you look at the messaging? And can I send you some emails to look at? And I'm like, I'm looking at her copy and I'm like, your copy is amazing. And we've been working on this strategy, like everything from a strategic perspective is on lock here. Now, the annoying advice of what it takes to execute the strategy through the finish, like to go running through the finish line of what you've set up from here, is the how hard do you trust? Can you believe in the outcome? And if it doesn't happen this time, no big deal, it'll happen next time. You're in that level of certainty and trust with what you've chosen to create. And it's the hardest part of being an entrepreneur. It's absolutely, it's why, you know, I would love for there to be such easy form. Someone asked me yesterday on a live, they're like, can you provide us, you know, you joined the membership that I just launched. They're like, in the membership, are we going to get like exact headlines and, you know, copy and paste formulas that will get us clients? And I'm like, I wish that existed. And anyone who's trying to sell you that is lying to you, because we would all, everyone just be a millionaire. Everyone's coaching business would be booked out and there would be no, it would be boring. Like, why we like this too is there's excitement and growth, and it's not, there's no fixed procedures for this. It's innovation and artistry and testing and experimenting. And I know that to be true in business. And I'm sure it's the same with your field of expertise and the inner work. From what I've seen, it's also like playing and testing and holding space for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, that's also one thing that I find very interesting. It's like the million-dollar question, like the connection between success, money, and abundance and the nervous system. That's just so interesting. What is your experience about that?
Oh, it's one of the areas that I invest more money in than anything else. And I love when people come to me who are healers who are like, I don't know if I can sell high ticket in this stuff. I'm like, well, follow Sarah, follow Simba, because they're doing it. And all my past clients are doing it. And I personally, that's where I spend the cash money, because that's what, once you have gotten to a certain level of, I think, exposure to good marketing and business practices, like the nervous system is the thing that just keeps continuing to allow you to elevate your leadership, to receive more, to be more visible, to have more emotional intelligence. I think the reason why a lot of people don't scale a coaching business is because it takes, you know, at some points in time, I'm running two masterminds and a high level membership, a low ticket membership, and a course, and holding just hundreds of people in my field. And that would be extremely triggering for a lot of people if they haven't done a certain amount of work, to be able to keep people's stuff over there and to show up every day with a clean energy and not take on things that aren't yours and to stay calibrated. Because otherwise it's like people just reject growth because they can't actually, like, their body wouldn't feel good with that many people around. And I've seen at the beginning of my journey when I didn't have as much practice in that, where it was like, yeah, my launches would be capped at the same number every time because I just didn't want subconsciously more of that. And I think the nervous system plays a big role in that, and handling conflict and handling people who present you feedback on things that is so totally off or just so such a projection or fully accurate, and like you messed up and now you're faced with a client who's telling you how much you messed up. Either of those situations happen and are terribly triggering anyway. So you need the inner work, you need the inner tools to be able to regulate yourself, to respond to it, to, you know, I mess up stuff all the time with team, with clients, and I'll just be like, wow, I'm sorry, I messed up. Here's what happened. I'm sorry about that. And here's how we're going to make it better. That's all we can do as business owners. And we're not going to like never make mistakes or never have conflicts. But I think that interpersonal part of managing a human-based relationship, or, you know, you guys hold in-person retreats, you're with people's stuff in person, which is even like 10 times more intense than I'm on Zoom with people's stuff. But like your body needs to be able to take care of that, because it's not just about more sales or higher ticket sales. These translates to these interpersonal dynamics at the end of the day.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we live with the people also. They move in our home.
Yeah, we live next door to everyone.
We get the response. What, are you crazy? Why do you do that?
And why
we
do you say, do that to yourself?
Two reasons. One, the results that people get are absolutely extraordinary. Two, the results that we get in our personal growth, because that's our number one thing, to grow ourselves. So we're doing the, like, who do I have to become? We're leaning into it, you could say. So it's a win-win. It's win for them and win for us. But yeah, it forces us to grow, and that's why we also specialize in the nervous system, because that's the absolute key to everything. And that's why this conversation is so interesting, because the success is directly connected to the inner work. And that's why I found the your container was so inspiring. I didn't know that all of those components was in there. And I remember when we did the client testimony, that's all that I talked about, because I was just blown away. Like, the combination is the key. Like, it just is.
Yeah. And I think that's why we've had such a track record on our side of having so many people who are really, really high level in their personal development join our spaces, because there is a match. I think that's the other thing that's interesting about the nervous system that I have picked up on over the years, is as I became more regulated myself and could carry a certain energy, and I'm by no means perfect at this at all. I constantly work on it, but I've seen the improvement. And then the people I attract are also people who are more regulated and more stable and have more bandwidth for their own ups and downs and have more bandwidth for, you know, managing their expectations in business and what it really takes to be an entrepreneur day in and day out. And I think that's amazing when people can do their inner work. It's just who you attract as clients, as partners, as friends, as community, as mentors, just all up levels so much as well, because it's a magnetic field. And I feel when there's people who are very dysregulated around me and we just don't vibe, we do not connect. Even if here it would be a good client match or something, it's like we have an aversion to each other, and it's a good thing. It's like natural pairing. And that's why I think our community and our masterminds, and probably your community when people are living together, feels so good. Because if you can attract those high caliber of people with, you know, the sensitivity and the depth and the who are practiced in the work, and then everything just moves faster when you have a whole bunch of those kind of people together, doesn't it?
Yeah, 100%. Simba, I've been talking a lot here.
That's fine. I know.
You will be talking.
We're like catching up. I haven't seen her in a couple months.
No, that's great. It feels like I'm watching the podcast live. I'm like, oh, this is really interesting. That's what I love about having this podcast, inviting people in, like you said, that are really interesting and has a lot of good stuff to share and come a little bit further than us, or you can just provide a lot of inspiration. I was very curious. There's a lot of women in your container, and you know, the messaging is for everyone that wants to do this journey. It's not particularly for someone. Why do you think there is so many women that's starting to kind of just rise and wanting to step into this? As you could see, traditionally it would be like a masculine field to make money, make your own success and build your business. Why do you think that's a big shift that's going on right now?
I think the question for me, if I'm being honest, is why aren't more men in my space? It's very interesting because I always will attract, there's usually one man in every one of my containers, and he's usually the most switched on, deep, connected, safe, beautiful, masculine energy, because I just don't attract the other. It's really like the nervous system stuff. And I think perhaps, let's see, where am I going to go with this? I feel like more women have been earlier on in the spiritual journey of getting introduced, or just more like it's a feminine thing. They're drawn into the mystery and the cosmos and meditation and yoga and the body. And we're just sort of like, that's a feminine thing that seems to be like we're more activated around that. And so I seem to draw in people who have done a lot of that work over like the last 10 years of their life and are really experienced in that. And then are now kind of like, well, now I need the marketing and the business strategy pieces, but tend to be really regulated, really familiar with the nervous system, really skilled at all of this stuff. And so we're like a really good match for that, where I think perhaps some of the men have like earlier on been in more of like the grow my business and learn the marketing and learn the skills, and are now coming into a phase of their life where they're like, oh, and now I need to work on my nervous system. I need to like dive into the cosmos within. I need to like perhaps go on a retreat to Thailand and work on some of this stuff. And so they're just wind up not really being my ideal client on that timeline because of the order of operations. Because the men who've been drawn to me, they've kind of been on a similar inner work and then business. So perhaps the men who have been more skilled in business are in other places, and they're not necessarily hanging out with me or hiring me, but they might be hiring you guys. Or that's sort of my take on it. And it's still a mystery to me why I don't get more gentlemen saying yes. Because the men have been in my world, go on to make $50,000 a month. They go on to hit seven figures in their business. They go on to sell super, super high ticket. Even if they were already selling high ticket, they kill it. But I think it's also a bias because those are the men who have had the inner work before, and that's what they teach. That's what they're experts in. They've done that stuff. And so by the time they hit me and I'm like giving them these tweaks in their business strategy, it's like click, 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 click. It all just moves so much faster. Yeah. And to reflect on what I see in clients, I do think that, you know, maybe my client base has a little bit of an advantage because they have that previous life as healers and have, you know, done this stuff. And then again, I'm giving them these tweaks and it's just coming at the right moment in their lives and things just all make sense. And we have, you know, I've seen the world through the lens that they have understood before. So good question though. I'm really like, I have not been asked that before in an interview, and it really makes me think.
Because we're also getting more women, and the women are just leveling up. You know, they arrive to the retreat and they're like, bring it, let's go. Throw me into the deep end. And I'm like, really? Yeah. And I throw them into the deep end and they just hold themselves. You know, I'm just like, oh Lord, here we go. And they just pop, pop, pop. It's so amazing to see. And then, I mean, we work with amazing men also, but sometimes it's a bit slower. It's a bit, you know, more resistance. It's a bit more in the mind. It's, you know, it's just the time, I feel like. That's at least that's what we experience, that people who come to us, the women, they are just absolutely ready to fly. It's like they are like, I will do anything to not be where I'm at. Okay, this will be challenging. I don't care if it's going to be like a short-term challenge for long-term, you know, freedom, success, you know, the liberation.
Yeah. I think perhaps it's that when it comes to the inner work, it's as much as you can get out of the mind and the logical space and trying to understand what it is and how it's going to work and thinking about something linear, which either for a male bodied or a female bodied person, the masculine energy of that can really get in the way. And so I think maybe women are just have a natural inclination to be able to move that out of the way a little bit easier, to be in the mystery, because doing the inner work and being with your body and healing, it takes being with the mystery.
But I feel it's the same thing with the business. It's like being in the mystery of things. You don't know what's going to happen. You know, when you start talking about the void and, you know, that there's these blank spaces where nothing happens, and then you just got to trust. I mean, that is a mystery. There's no scientific evidence. There's no, you know, plan. There's no like, yes, before the launch or before this, there will be a space where nothing happens. You feel like you're in a different part of the universe. Like, what did I do exactly? Like nothing. And then boom, it just releases. And I mean, for me, that is being in the mystery. And because it's the same thing with healing. It's like, it goes up and it's down and left and right, and you gotta, you know, hold on to your hat and enjoy the ride.
Totally. I think that's something that business growth and this inner work have in common, is they're nonlinear processes. There's no step-by-step manual for this. It's sort of like there's a, you know, pool of things that you need to get cooking, and you're just gonna like start cooking and let it go where it's gonna go and the timing that it's gonna go, and you don't know when things are gonna take off. And not every I really been very honest in my content lately of trying to kind of like shoo some people away from my space and be really honest with people about what it takes to be an entrepreneur. And we see a little bit in the coaching market now in 2023 where some people are exiting and going back to getting jobs. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think there's just alignment and purpose and dharma. And some people are really able to hold the dharma of being an entrepreneur and being with the nonlinear, in the mystery, the chaos, the ups and downs, constantly looking at your shit, money flows, being up and down and accepting that. And really being able to be with it. And some people cannot be with it, and that's okay. But, you know, I think as an entrepreneur, if you're not willing to do this inner work 24/7, if you're not willing to go higher for your nervous system as much as your marketing, if you're not willing to have a launch that's completely shit and go, let's get back to it next day, then you're in the wrong space. You got to be next day, I'm back on it, making it better, becoming a higher version of myself, not taking it personally, and continuing to execute.
Yeah. I mean, that's the key. Like, if you don't, and if you just want the results, then it's going to be a tough time. That's why I feel the combination is absolute key. It's like, it's the same thing. For me, it's the same thing.
It explains why you were so successful in my mastermind, because you have this background of this work. You have that orientation towards like, cool, let's see how it goes. I'm not in a rush. I'm not here just to get to some destination. I'm not in a delusion of I'm going to feel different or have a different layer of happiness when I get somewhere. You're in that space now with yourself. You're practicing contentment and fulfillment where you are, and learning and taking joy in developing yourself. And that's literally the recipe for then, yeah, look at the things that happened to you and how quickly your business moved and clients fell out of the sky for you, right? Like the offer, you know, you wouldn't even publicly launch a multiple five-figure offer, and people are just like, yep, 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 coming in for stuff. And that's just it's a disposition, it's an energy, it's a signal. That as much as that has sounded crazy to some people in my space in the past, it's a real thing. You send out a certain signal, you get met with magic. You get met in a certain way. And two people could be doing the exact same thing on the surface with their business, but depending on their signal, depending on the inner work that they've done, depending on their, you know, how regulated they are, totally different levels of tangible success.
Yeah. I mean, that's why it's so interesting that there's room for everyone, you know, like, you have your own unique magic, and it's all up to you and how you align yourself with the world, really. And, you know, you just got to do the thing. Or all.
Yeah. There's a lot of things. A lot of things to stay on top of here.
All right. So we've been chatting away here. So what's going on in your world or our world?
Yeah. So as if running a multiple seven-figure coaching business was not keeping me busy enough, and then launching and running a real estate project in Bali was not keeping me busy enough, I was like, let me start a startup to break the coaching industry. That sounds fun. So Mentor House has been my latest project. And it's really this idea of there's a gap in the market that's not really been addressed. And this is blasphemy that I'm a high ticket coach. I'm known for selling very high level packages and training people to do that. And then my startup is a platform where people who are not sure who they want to invest in yet, or they're not being prepared to make a decision about a coaching investment just from social media or just from someone's webinar. And they're like, huh, I would actually like to get to experience some coaching with someone, maybe before I pay them $20,000, or maybe I can't afford $60,000 to pay $20,000 to a dating coach and a health coach and a business coach, but I need input in all of those areas of my life. I'm like, I got you. I see room for this. So Mentor House is a platform where we've curated. We have 32 amazing mentors, and Sarah's one of them. And we've curated them from all different disciplines. We've got dating, health, healing, embodiment, business, marketing, human design, you name it. And for less than $200 a month, our members are able to book unlimited calls with those mentors and get inputs from a variety of discipline at a very, very, very affordable rate for as long as they want to stay. And for our mentors, some of them are not the best at marketing, but are absolutely the most talented coaches. So we're sending them the people, and they actually get to get better leads and get people who are getting to know them by just shining their magic. So if you guys want to find out more about Mentor House, it's spelled Mentor House, H-A-U-S, like the German house, .co, mentorhouse.co/members. And you can find out more about how to become a member literally for less than $200 a month. And you can access mentors who normally would never even speak to you if you weren't paying $10,000 or $20,000 to speak to them one-on-one. So this is breaking the model. The response to that I've had to this was insane. I got the idea in mid-July while I was in Berlin, hence the house. So it was like, mentor, I'm in Germany, house. Okay, this is the name. This is the vibe. And in 5 weeks, we got our first round of mentors, our first round of members all onboarded. We've just finished building out a proprietary calendaring system, the proprietary tech platform that this is going to run on. It happens so fast that it really was like, you know, you're onto something when there's just no resistance from the universe and people are coming and things are just working. So I'm really excited to see where that goes, because from a business perspective, this is also something that it's not my face to it. It can infinitely scale. We can get investors. We can sell it. It's a product-based business, and it's connecting worlds that I know very, very, very well what the pain points of those worlds are, and we're solving those. So it's a grand adventure. Sarah, I'm so glad that you joined as a mentor. So we want more people to come on board. Yeah. Change the industry with us.
Yeah, when you launched it, he's like, yeah, mentors, apply. I was like, yep, applying. This sounds like fun, you know, like just to see where you take it. It's like watching reality TV, business reality TV, like, because I'm all about, you know, it has to be play, you know, it has to be fun. It's like, what is this? We'll see, you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Right. Yeah, we have no idea. Will we all crash and burn together? Probably not. It seems like we're destined to make this another multi-million-dollar company. And I think that's the ultimate thing that actually I want to speak to, something that Simba kind of hinted at the beginning of our conversation, and you hinted at as well, is like this, who do I get to be, or who am I becoming on the journey? And I think doing anything with the intention of, I just want to see who I become by embarking on this, is probably the best energy to be in, the best way. It's like, I never set out to be a multimillionaire. I was like, I just want to see, who do I have to be? What do I get to do in the world to be a business owner and to like help people and to grow in this way? And it just kind of snowballed. And it's a similar thing with starting a startup. I'm like, who do I get to be to run a completely different interface and do this more tech-based type of a product? Cool. Who do I get to be to lead people into the unknown in a completely different way? Let's see.
I mean, that's the thing. And that's the, you know, when you look at the energetics of money, it's the playfulness, it's the non-attachment to the outcome, it's the multiplying. And you know, people ask me when I became a mentor and asked me like, oh, what do you think about this and that? And like details here and there and stuff like that. And I was like, I have no idea. I just look at the track record of this lady and it sounds like fun and I have no expectations. And yeah, we'll see. You know, that's it.
Oh.
I mean, there's nothing in the field that says that this is going to be a failure. You know, it's like, it's the opposite. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's like also I'm so unafraid of failure. If it doesn't work and it's like, okay, well, we all tried something we learned and we'll probably build another product next month that'll be even better based on what we learned doing this. And everyone will be better off. We all will have learned something.
Yeah.
That's, I think when there's such a holding of like, I'm terrified to fail and it's going to really mean something about me and with any business owner. And that comes back to your kind of work. You will manifest failing very fast so that the universe can show you, see, there's nothing to worry about here. When you don't fear it, then there's like, great, go play, because you're not afraid of this thing in the closet that doesn't really hurt you.
I mean, then that's the personal development right there, you know, like being fine with that and like just testing and trying and playing and, you know, enjoying the ride. I think that's the key, like having fun with it and trusting yourself. Like, I have this idea, let's see if it rolls.
This is everything. This is totally what it takes to, you know, be in your body and have done this kind of work so that you can have that feeling of let's see how it goes. Unattachment. Thank you guys. I've loved this. If anyone who's watched this has enjoyed hearing us, please send me a message and say hi and say that you got something out of our conversation.
Yeah. And where do they find you?
I'm at Hey Elena Ray on Instagram. And I've got lots of free things on the internet. If you want to go to elenaray.com/free gifts, you can check out a multitude of completely free marketing and sales trainings and some that relate to the energetics and the inner work related to business as well.
That's very generous.
Yeah. And it's really good stuff. I mean, I've been by listening, you know, in the evenings, and you know, I got inspired and I wasn't even in the program, so I can see the ripples of it. So yeah, I can really recommend the material. It's really good stuff.
Thank you.
All right, everyone, if you want to know more about us, livingwiththespirit.com, send us a message if there's any questions. Happy to share and ask anything you are interested to know more about. And yeah, thank you, Elena. Such a pleasure, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you for having me. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye-bye.